Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Cocky.
Look what we've got here. Very big show coming up. We have the Gold Coast's biggest roll call of comedians.
And he's Limo.
Limo.
Hey.
Yeah. He'll be joining us a little later on. Also, we've got a spray coming up on all this not the stealing, but the underworld of baby formula. What a joke. I can't believe it's worth so much on the international market. And also, one of our major sporting brands, the CEO, is not happy, and fair enough too, and he should sack a couple of players to make this, ball sport a lot better in the community.
And single ladies with the feed, I've got a bloke who's rich, famous, he's an actor, he's Swedish, and he's single. Oh. I'll tell you where to stake him out, or stalk him out, and how to look super hot and beautiful no matter your attitude or your size or how you feel about your body.
Yeah, wow.
I'm going to tell you how to strut like no other on the beach, ladies. I did it.
Wow.
Bridge and Spider for breakfast. That coming up, Gold 92.5.
Here we go. It's Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Okay, a three-hander, three contestants, yourself, Bridge, Spider, and also Rod, the newsreader. Three bits of audio. Work out what year these bits of audio are from. Bridge had a win yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I know. A bit early for a win, though. We'll see how we go.
Are we ready to go?
Ready to go?
All ready. Ready.
Name that year.
Strong mark, but a long way from goal. And the siren due to go any tick of the clock. In fact, there it is. And Nicken won't score from there. And so Fitzroy have run out winners here at Carrara.
The first ever game of football for the Brisbane Bears at Carrara.
Oh.
Name that year.
Brisbane Bears at Carrara.
So they were Brisbane Bears, yes. And then they went with Fitzroy and become the Brisbane Lions.
That's right.
I played against them. It used to be only a portable. It was just a portable in the middle of a paddock with a white line, which they called an oval. There wasn't much around Carrara those days. But I'm saying Spider, I reckon it would have been around 87.
Well done.
I'm saying.
That was a good guess.
All right.
Best 12. Good one to get.
Name that year. The Knack. Sharona.
I'll go with my first guess. Can I Bridge 77?
No. Rod, 1979. Rod, well done.
Hey!
Tell you what, if you had not have got that, I would have gone straight in between at 78.
God, look, I'm phoning my folks to say, look, all those years of watching Countdown have finally paid off.
They don't have a big back catalogue, the Knack, but anyway.
Were you allowed to watch Countdown all the time, Rod?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was always a battle between the 6 o'clock news and Countdown on a Sunday night.
Yeah, it was a Sunday night. I mean, we'd always be just fresh out of the pool.
It's a Sunday night tradition.
Yeah. Where was country practice? Was that on at 7:30 Sundays?
No, I think I remember watching it at Nana's at Bigger Water, so it must have been Saturday nights.
Yeah, right.
Okay. After Hey Hey.
Good to know.
Yeah, to know.
We'll go through the TV guide.
Final one for this morning. Name that year.
It didn't feel different at all, you know. It was really kind of, you know, sometimes you say like, husband, wife.
I wasn't very nervous and she wasn't very nervous. We just knew what we were getting into. It just was time. It was just sort of very easy.
What a moment it was for Melania when she married the Donald.
And everyone was thinking and not wanting to visualise that wedding night.
No.
Name that year of the wedding.
Oh man. Bridge 2010.
No.
Oh, look, I've absolutely no idea.
Oh, you should know this.
I know. I will go back and hopefully they do have it on television, be able to watch it.
Yep.
Spider 2008.
No.
Rod. Don't if you get...
Rod the newsreader, they've got a couple of kiddies, haven't they?
One, and his name's Baron.
Baron.
Let's hope that was paid for.
I think the nuptials were consummated in 2001.
No, 2005. Oh. So who was closest?
What did
Peter.
I say?
Yes. Oh. Peter's won.
Well done, Peter.
On the board. First time this year.
You're on the board.
It was the full moon.
course. So, can't wait to see what you did under the floor.
Just a scoreboard check. Bridge on two.
Oh, no, that's
on.
Last week.
No, that's for the year.
That's for the year.
Oh, for the year. Yeah. Oh, we're doing a yearly score.
Yeah, we're doing
a
whole year.
Yep. Truth.
Bridge on two, Spider on one, and Rod on two. So it's a very close battle.
I was expecting to get to June and still not have a score on the board. So I'm happy.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Yeah, I challenge any kid to go out down there today and see the Richmond Footy Club train in the AFL at Bond Uni. Tommy Lynch, just
Welcome back.
Yeah, take your son's jumper down there, see if he'll put a bit of a signature on it. Yeah. Thanks for your time, Tommy. But look, Richmond are in town. They've changed it from the Sunshine Coast to the Gold Coast. So great for Gold Coast tourism, yeah. But good to see the guys here because Collingwood was only here a couple of weeks ago, Melbourne a little bit earlier.
Mm.
And there's complaining that AFL isn't any big in Queensland or southeast Queensland. At the moment, the way all the training camps are, they may as well move the AFL up here.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right. In fact, all training camps, even the NRL with the State of Origin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Queensland always has the training camp here, huh?
Exactly right. All here. Last night, if you missed it, Bridge, I know you would have been on the edge of your seat. Penalty shootout for the Socceroos. This is the end of the game. Have a listen.
Matthew Leckie puts Australia into the quarterfinals. Their Asian Cup title defence is still alive.
Good player, Matthew
Leckie. I knew you would have been absolutely jumping around your lounge room with the dogs going off. Samara, Jamie just going absolutely nuts. We're through to the quarterfinals and we beat Uzbekistan.
Didn't you get all my texts? I was just, you're right, going off. In fact, I put off going to the toilet and it's caused me a bit of a, medical problem today.
You guys having a crack at soccer?
No, because I'm exactly.
Rabina City Soccer Club got their sign on this Saturday.
Really?
Yes,
it's
they
good
do.
For the kids, but then when they turn into teenagers, they don't want anything to do with it.
I think with our soccer, we can take something we learnt 12 months ago and just have another crack and try and do it a little bit better. And that's when the Aussie cricket team tried to cheat. The only way we can actually win a Soccer World Cup is cheating.
I don't know
where we can use a little bit of yellow sandpaper in the game of soccer. Hopefully we can. But I do want to have a crack at big and angry Todd Greenberg. Now, he was the CEO.
He
was angry yesterday and he said he's rung every... He's done a press conference and he's there with all the coaches.
So he's the NRL CEO.
The NRL CEO. And he's laid down the law to all the coaches and all the captains and said, you know what, you've got to start getting this message through to your players that we are not going to accept the behaviour that's been handed out over the last couple of months. How's this? Over the off season, they've had sex tapes released, violence against cab drivers, pub fights, drink driving. Okay, that's only the start. Mm. And then they've had five players charged by public for offences against women. Now, in my book, that should be five less players already doing preseason.
Mm.
Now,
they are still playing. They're still lining up to go to training. Well, hang on. If you want to make a stance, kick them out, and that will be the biggest stance you can actually make.
Yeah, that's right.
So for him to ring them all up and say, you need to change your ways. Todd, you did that 12 months ago, and they absolutely done nothing.
Mm.
The amount of education and amount of speculation around media these days is that it's already been done. So I don't think a phone call to the captains or a press conference and a call in with all the coaches is going to change anything. The damage is done. You need to start making a stance and sack these players and say, you know what, it isn't acceptable. And I'll tell you what, the NRL then, it might take them a year or two or maybe 5 years, but we're much better competition.
Well done.
Yeah, well said, Spider.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Yes, the sound. Yes, the sound. Claim the cash.
Claim the cash.
It's Bridge and Spider's secret sound on Gold FM.
6 past 6, an hour later on the Tweed Radio Fact. This is the most cash to win on Gold Coast Breakfast Radio. $5,000. And the sound is that.
All right. Now, Peter and I are going to buy you lots of Bolter beer, your favourite.
Oh, that'd be lovely. XPA, please.
Yep.
We found out that you know the clue. So guess what? I mean,
no.
You know the sound.
I know.
So next week there'll be lots of clues from Peter and I when we know the sound.
Exactly right. I think the renovation of Bolter opens over the next couple of weeks. So we're taking a little bus trip down there, Al, and we'll have so many clues for everybody.
All right, well,
that this $5,000 is going to be a chance to
go your hardest. Yesterday we had some incorrect guesses. It's worth having a listen.
Clapping drums. Sticks together.
The clicking sound when you push on or off a noise gate pedal.
I think it's when you
want to check the tyre pressure on your car, and you push down on the nozzle and it pushes air into the tyre.
That last one, very elaborate.
Yes.
All incorrect.
But it has to be word for word. We know the clues.
Yeah.
Beat Drop and Robert Palmer.
Okay, we've got Jan and Casharina here. Good morning. What do you think Bridget Spider's Secret Sound is?
Okay, the song Looking for Clues, the Robert Palmer song Looking for Clues, right at the very beginning, has a double beat drum.
Yeah.
Right at the very beginning of the song.
And that's it? That's your guess?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Jan.
Did we have that one yesterday?
Right. Appreciate it. You have a good day. Thanks so much.
Is that the same one you had yesterday?
I don't know.
Looking for clues, is that same song? You were saying B-side?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're not happy with that song, are you, Al?
I want to rob it better.
Okay. Ben in Tweed Heads. Here we go.
There we go, guys.
Yeah, really good. Ben, what do you think the secret sound is?
All right. Going along the Robert Palmer line, he's got a song called Love Takes Time. So I wonder if it's got anything to do with when the clock hand moves that on the old clocks, it makes that tick when they move.
Yeah.
I love the research people are putting into this.
I like
it's
it.
Very
yeah.
good.
Well, it's $5,000.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry, Ben. Thank you for your guess. Appreciate it. All right.
All right, come on. Sandy. Sandy and Runaway Bay.
Hi, how are you?
Let's put it out there under the super blood wolf moon. Let's manifest the fact we were about to give you $5,000 right now.
Come on.
Is it dropping a coin into a Save the Farmers charity bucket?
Oh.
It's very particular.
Lovely thing to do as well.
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
But don't let that stop you putting money in the Save the Farmers tins.
Exactly.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Superstar of TV and radio. Here he is.
For the first time for the year, we have been waiting for this.
Yeah. Give us an L. Give us an E. Give us an A. Give us an M.
Give us an O.
Come on! This is exciting, guys. What a welcome. Bridge and Spider, I tell you, I have missed you guys. I have not left this studio since our last break in December last year.
You know what? I can finally take your photo out of my wallet now that we're reunited.
That lovely.
It is beautiful. what a break it's been, but I'm so glad we're back. You guys are glad to be back, yeah?
Yeah, I am.
It's good to get back in a routine for your New Year's resolutions you're not going to keep, right?
Well, that is true. I broke mine roughly on the 2nd and 3rd of January is when all of mine went out of the window. Hey, I'll tell you what, though. I know you guys had a great break. On the break, I went to New Zealand,
ooh,
right? And who knew? New Zealand's awesome. I had no idea. My wife and I had never been there before. And we had the best time, but a funny thing happened flying over there. We got a cheeky upgrade, right?
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Qantas, yes.
Our very good friends.
Our very good friends at Qantas.
Good morning, all.
And I'll tell you what, nothing lights up the faces of other passengers like seeing a two-year-old in business class. Familiar with what it's like travelling with kids, right?
Yeah.
We were in Wellington and we had to drive to Rotorua, which is a much longer drive than we thought it was going to be. It ended up taking us about 8 hours, right? We leave Wellington. We've got the little fella in the back seat, 20 minutes out of Wellington. I turn around. He starts crying in the back seat, which is weird for him. I think, what's going on? He projectile vomits.
Car
so
sick.
We have to get off a freeway. The first park I can find is out the front of a cemetery, which at the time I thought I wouldn't mind moving in here at the moment. Because and so my wife and I get out. We're cleaning up a litre of vommy with baby wipes.
Oh, boy.
10 minutes later, the little fella's fine. He couldn't care less.
No. Yeah.
We get back in the car and drive the next 7.5 hours with the smell
yes.
of his vomit in the car. Don't. It was just a glorious road trip, guys.
But
one of the highlights of the trip, so Gaynor, the mother-in-law.
Hello,
Gaynor. So from the Lifestyle Resort in Arundel, her and her best mate, Cheryl, came and joined us for the second half of our trip.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
As did my mum.
Big party.
Yeah. Where they were, it was a very expensive babysitting option. That's what it was. And we... We were packing up. We stayed in a house on Waiheke Island for a week, and we were packing it up when we had to leave. And I'll tell you what, it's that generation of people that will not waste a single thing. It was like there was a nuclear attack and we were moving into a bunker. They say, oh, God, there are three crackers left in this packet. Who's going to pack those? Yeah, no, I'm not going to pack those. There's a quarter of a bottle of wine here. Yeah. Who's going to put that in their bag? I think there was half a box of Sultana brand. Someone insisted they had to pack that. A half a pack of chips somewhere. One, there was one bottle of Heineken. They go, Anthony, put this in your bag, please. And I thought, God, I can just imagine myself on an episode of Border Security as they're pulling out crackers, dip, wine. Hey, but it's good to be back, guys, for 2019. I'm looking forward to a massive year.
Great to have you back, Limo. Love it.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, geez, you got a little bit of extra time off, didn't you, mate?
I don't know how we'll be able to squeeze that from the boss, but I'm not complaining at all. Awesome stuff. Hey. Back on air tomorrow afternoon. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, so awesome. We can't wait. But, what's this with the king tide today? People with boats around a lot of our waterways going to be a little bit careful?
Yeah, a little bit careful. We've got we only get two king tides a year, and tomorrow's going to be our biggest tide of 2019. So what it basically means is the tide's going to be roughly 20 centimetres higher than what it usually is.
Wow.
And that doesn't sound like that big of a deal, but it's enough to break the banks on the Narang River in certain places. Bud's Beach will flood. We'll break the banks of Bud's Beach at about 9 o'clock this morning. 9:09 is high tide, so that's when it's going to be at its absolute peak. And some low-lying areas like that at Bud's Beach, there's a place down around Talabudra that will go over as well. That's going to cause some a little bit of concern. It's not going to be too major, the flooding, but the real concern is for anyone that lives on the water. If you haven't got your boat secure, there's a chance that your boat might lose its mooring. So just make sure that it's secure. You've still got enough time at the moment, a few hours, and also any garden furniture, because the tide's going to come up higher at your place than what it usually does. So just make sure you bring that to higher ground.
Yes.
And the other thing is also with so many people still on holidays, like me, and loving it.
Yes.
just stay out of the water. Like after 9 o'clock this morning, it's all right on this incoming tide, but after 9 o'clock this morning, even though it's going to look really safe in the rivers and all of the estuaries, what's going to happen, all that water has got to get back out as well.
Oh, yep. Okay.
So we don't just have high tides, we've got really low tides as well. And all that water's just going to be rushing out of the Narang River and other estuaries. So stay out. That would be my tip.
Yes, well done. Thank you, Luke. And the good thing is you can multitask at Bud's Beach. You can watch the tennis and fish from your lounge room today.
Yes.
So that's
perfect.
It's great. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, guys, I've had so long of a Christmas holiday. I want to say one thing to you guys.
Yeah.
And that is happy Easter.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
We caught up with Limo earlier on in the show. Every Tuesday we catch up with Limo.
It was a bit of a holiday of convenience, really, wasn't it? He revealed this to us.
So Gaynor, the mother-in-law.
Morning, Gaynor. Yep.
Hello, Gaynor. So from the Lifestyle Resort in Arundel, her and her best mate, Cheryl, came and joined us for the second half of our trip.
Oh, wasn't that lovely?
Did my mum.
Oh,
yes.
Big party.
Yeah. Where they were, it was a very expensive babysitting option. That's what it was. And
so Limo going on holidays with his in-laws.
But see, he saw it as a babysitting option, not really because they all got on. So there's different reasons that you holiday with your in-laws. Would you guys do it? Have you done it?
Oh, I've had the best of both worlds. When you look at the good, the bad, the ugly, my ex-wife, no. 33's and drifty of going away with them.
Really?
Oh,
which
no.
one? Second one?
Yeah, the second one. I could just absolutely, there's no upside.
Really?
Absolutely. Oh, her mum. She was.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Savage. But Cherie's mum and dad, we can go away with Nana and Grandad all the time.
Yeah.
So it's great. I often find that everyone else is doing everything. There's myself and Nana in the kitchen. cooking all the food, cleaning up.
Oh,
so
wow.
that's good. I don't mind that.
It works for you.
I've seen it both ways, and I'd prefer it where you get along.
I love my in-laws.
Yeah.
I'm a massive fan.
Oh, that's good.
They live at Benora Point.
Yep.
Rose and Mark, hello.
We have to listen because I have to say that.
But honestly, I do. I have other in-laws from the past. There is no way. But they were going to come camping with us. Unfortunately, they couldn't in the end. But I was really looking forward to it because they enjoy their own time, though. They're campers as well, but they're also very mindful of us. But big PDAs. They love each other so much 40 years later.
Right?
They're always hugging and kissing, and it's beautiful.
Oh, that's a good love story.
No, isn't it a beautiful love story? No, it's great.
That's
it's
off-putting.
Awesome. No, well, it's not too crazy. Ooh. It's just love. It's
you guys
love.
Are examples of successful holidays with the in-laws.
What about you, Al? You get along with the in-laws?
I do. But I don't know if I could do a holiday with my mother-in-law.
What about Tracy with your dad?
Yeah, she puts up with him.
So you got to see it the other way as well. Rob McLeod, you're a holiday fan to go with the in-laws?
Yeah, I do it with the in-laws. I get along with the in-laws, although I've only just started to overcome the shake of the head that I get from the... It's like...
Oh, no, you get a tisk-tisk.
Such a disappointment, Rodney.
No.
That's right. Granddad does the same to me. He looks at me and he goes, okay, something's going to get absolutely wrecked here because he reckons I just break everything. I get too hard too early. And he goes, you're not touching that, you're not touching that.
Well, he's an honest man.
Yeah.
Australia Day. It's that one day we all celebrate our Aussiness.
You little ripper.
And this year it's for Aussie glory with Gold 92.5's Flip Flop 50.
Finally, the biggest sporting event in the world is arriving this Saturday, Broadwater Parkland's Bridge and Spiders Flip Flop 50 with $500 cash.
That'd be full on if it was Flip Flop 500. That'd be a long way. I mean, you with your thongs on, Peter, they're like skis on your feet.
I could ski on them. A lot of people could, but try and run in them. It's a difficult task because we know that because of the flopping and the flipping, it makes it hard. You can't tape them to your feet. Like a lot of people sit there and do a marathon or do some form of running.
Okay. Am I cheating? And am I an Australian that I recently bought a pair of thongs that are over $10? Okay, they were like $39 because they're orthopedic ones.
A bit of an arch, have they?
Yeah, a bit of an arch. It did take me a while to, like, it's high performance. Is that the F100 of?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you're going to Formula One.
Sorry, not F100. That's a truck.
No.
So this is kind of how it's going to sound. Flip-flop.
That's so good.
Get the idea?
Yeah.
That is so good.
And look, there's going to be so many people down there, Broadwater Parklands. It's going to be huge. But there's a couple of other things because we're going to make it sure that it is a proper Australian Day flip-flop 50. So there's going to be a lot of other bits and pieces. So it's going to be a very, very tight race in the end.
Chance to be on the start line for that shot at sharing in $500 cash coming up later in the show.
Can you...
What?
Can you, if there's a blowout like... the V8s, can you have a pit crew at the side ready to fix a blowout, a quick change?
Oh, 100%, because we know how much harder it is to run in brand new thongs.
Yes.
Because it's not as easy as having worn in ones because the blisters start to come out.
I know.
Well, this can be done. This running in flip-flops is a thing because there's a guy in America, his name is Keith Levasseur, a former Navy SEAL. Mm-hmm. He ran in 2012 the Baltimore Marathon in thongs, in flip-flops, and did it in a time of 2 hours and 46 minutes.
What?
Now, I'm making it my mission to get this guy on our show before the end of the week. Yeah. 2 hours, 46.
It's no way. Imagine how sore he was after.
He's a former Navy SEAL, so he is tough.
That's full on.
That is awesome. Look, you won't have to compete against him.
No.
We are just normal Aussies having a crack.
That's right.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Talking about things to do over the school holidays with only a week to go.
Yes.
They are, what are they filming down here? Reef break. Get the kids down there.
Yes.
Because that's what you want to see. You want to see proper movie stars doing proper stuff.
Thank you, Spider.
Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
How about we do it, you and me, Al?
Well, it's funny.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
How are we?
It's time for Bridgie's feed.
All right, lovely. Let's get into the Razzie nominations. Oh, that's that all we needed, wasn't it?
We've got one now.
Yes, we
Al
do.
Al
Dobie. Don't.
That's not very nice.
Hang on, try this.
Wake up.
No.
Okay, don't worry about it. Doesn't matter. Let's move on.
One more.
No, it's all good. Okay, the Razzies are out.
Let's look at that up.
All right, now the Razzies are the nomination. They're the opposite to the Oscars. They're the worst movies, the worst actor and actress of the year.
Yep.
What movie do you think, in your guys' opinion, is the worst?
I thought it was might have been that Kevin. Is it Kevin Spacey one that $1 billion millionaire mates something, and it only grossed like $128 in the US?
Oh, because Kevin Spacey it was in the bad books, obviously.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't even get a nomination.
Really?
You're going to put your nom in?
What about First Man? That movie? No.
Looks like there's worse. Gotti. That was up there with John Travolta, The Happy Time Murders, Holmes and Watson, Robin Hood, Winchester. Worst actress, Jennifer Garner for Peppermint, Amber Heard for London Fields.
Oh.
Helen Mirren, worst actor.
No, she's
for
great.
For Winchester, how's that? Johnny Depp for his voice only in Sherlock Gnomes.
Oh, yeah.
Will Ferrell for Holmes and Watson, and John Travolta for Gotti. And Donald J. Trump for playing himself in two movies, Death of a Nation and Fahrenheit 11/9.
Fair enough.
Oh.
Fair enough. Now, I'm just going to hand over this next little segment to Hollywood Pete. You were just mentioning it before, but tell us more, Hollywood Pete, about Reef Break.
Reef Break's being filmed down here at Broadwater Parklands today.
Yes.
Really looking forward to it. Make sure you get down there, all the kids. It's all about crime, sex and sun, so the kids are going to love it.
Oh, no,
but
not.
Look, no. The key is to try and get yourself in the background somewhere. So if they're out there doing a water shot, you want to be able to just see yourself in the background and go, "That was me." I'm going to don on the speedos and walk past a couple of times, see if I can get a little cameo
what
somewhere.
What do you mean you're going to? There's been complaints already with the crew of Reef that you have been strutting in the background of many a shot.
Yeah, trying.
Being so tall, you can only see your torso. And it doesn't really work trying to get in the shot wearing a snorkel out of the water.
That doesn't
really work. But thank you, Hollywood Pete.
Well
appreciate
done.
That.
Yeah.
All right, last night I've never seen anything like it. Oh! It was Woman's Day on the television.
Mm.
Kate v. Megan, Princesses at War. What a made-up lot of baloney this was.
They're good friends, aren't they?
Oh, no, apparently Princesses at War. Now, this lady, she must know exactly what she's talking about because of her name and her accent. Her name is Lady Colin Campbell, and this is what she has to say about Megan. Well, she says a lot of things, but anyway, we're having computer troubles.
Yeah, this is interesting.
She basically says that she is from California and that the royals won't really appreciate her kind of behaviour.
Fingers crossed, here she is.
Meghan needs to understand this is the British monarchy. This is England. This is not California. And she's not in a TV show. This is not a performance. This is the real story.
No, yes it is. And there was a lot of made up, you know, frog wallop.
This is the real story.
Yes, well basically anyone who's a royal biographer, they have to have a hyphenated name. So there was a lot of Huntington Smythe and Lady Bunny Wellington Yeats and Lord Magnus Whittaker Covington.
Oh, boy.
Yes, so it was Woman's Day TV. So straight after, I just wanted to do a crossword and knit a table runner. It was amazing. All right, single ladies.
Oh, yes.
Do you want an actor? Do you want to date a hot actor? Mm. Do you want to date a hot single actor who's Swedish?
Yes to all of that.
Oh, yes. He's been in True Blood and many a movie. In fact, The Legend of Tarzan with our Gold Coast girl, Margot Robbie.
Mm.
Seen again, Alexander Skarsgård. He's back. And if you want to stalk him / stake him out,
yes,
back at Coles Miami.
That's a place to be.
Okay. This is riveting stuff.
What aisle?
He was buying pasta and vegetables. So if you want to get on his good side, maybe just have a little trolley full of pasta and vegetables. He'd be like, wow, that's what I eat. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
That would clean up your basket.
Yes, incredible. So he's here to film Godzilla V Kong, and he's very happy about it. And you guys, I have an update with Godzilla V Kong.
Yep.
Well, last time, round one, we saw a roundhouse and a sucker punch with Godzilla winning.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This time,
come on,
they took each other on the DC Rivals Hypercoaster. This is how it worked out. It was last monster standing and the first to greet their guts.
Okay.
So it lasted 10 rounds of the coaster. Godzilla was screaming like a girl. King Kong was the first to grab the sick bag, but Godzilla started dry reaching, and instead of fire, a bit of vom came out of his nose. Kong won round two.
This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, big issue at the moment is the amount of baby formula you can never get. If you're having babies at the moment, if you're going through that part of your life, you go to the supermarket and there's never any in there. You go to a chemist and always out of baby formula.
Yes.
For some reason, it's just a massive underworld market in China. Myself and Bridge were discussing this morning. We have no idea why it's such a big market over in China.
I know. It's weird. Maybe it's part of the dairy or something, element of it they don't have.
Yeah. We've seen thousands of shipments from Sydney, Newcastle, Central Coast, as I said, worth millions going over to China. But the silly thing is, it costs you $30 a tub here for nearly a kilo of baby formula.
Yes.
And they're only selling it for 90, so only tripling their price. But, you buy a kilo of some of the drugs of ice and you're getting over, a couple hundred thousand. Cocaine, a couple hundred thousand. Marijuana, a couple thousand. Why are you worried about just tripling your money in baby formula? And I thought, you know what? I've actually got an idea.
Okay.
When you've got all this baby formula and it's running out and there's caps on how many we can buy, how many everyone else can buy, so we can't get the baby formula like we wanted to.
Yes.
So I've got a solution. I think we've got to make an export of fresh breast milk. China obviously don't produce enough, so let's help them out by exporting it. Look, I've got experience in milking cows. I used to milk 400 in the morning, 400 in the afternoon. So it's easy to do. But imagine this. You think about it, set it up at like these little milking stations on corners. You're going through Zarafas, you can drop into a little milking station. You go into a shopping centre. You can just drop in, put the cups on. Put the cups on.
Well, hang on, what? Do that noise. Is that what noise it is?
Yeah, put the cups
just
on.
Wrong.
Okay, you can catch up on Facebook, you can catch up on Instagram.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, 5 or 6 minutes later, you give us 600-700 mils, you walk out with a purse full of cash, everyone is a winner. You can't. And it's not a one-off payment. You think about this. You can get this payment for at least over a year, and you can't get any fresher. I don't know why. You don't want to make hay while the sun shines.
Hang on a minute. I've seen the size of your boobies are growing a bit. Have you got lactating tartars yourself there, brother?
I tell you what, if we could, all men would be in there and you'd set one. Imagine if you set one up at a TAB, there'd be absolute. You'd have to book at Bass to get
ridiculous.
A seat to actually get in there.
I don't want to see a man milking station. It's going to go horribly
wrong. For beer money.
I absolutely believe we can export the real thing. It's a license to milk money out of China. Let's not cry over spilt baby formula.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
And it's awesome. Reef Break is on at the moment. They are filming, which is a mini series, which is going to be played over the US. 13 one-hour episodes all about crime, sex, surf and sun.
You keep on going on about this. You need to stop it. We know why.
Yeah.
You're trying to get a cameo on this show.
Well, you've been an actor before.
Yeah, I've been
on. Tell us about the movies you've been in.
Well, I was on Patched, which is only there was a pilot and that's been brought into a big movie but didn't get the call back. And Dangerous Lies, which was another
sounds
short.
Sounds awesome.
Did you make that up?
No.
So what we need, we need Hollywood peeps to head down to the Oracle Boulevard here in Broadbeach where they're filming Reef Break right now.
Yeah, Reef Break.
Hollywood Pete, you need to go down there.
What am I going to do? Do you want me to try and get
confront the director?
Yeah, I think you do because you direct, produce, executive producer, you name it, you are / everything of your TV show, The Great Australian Doorstep.
Yeah.
And considering you edit and you do everything, I think you're good with feedback. You like to tell people what to do whenever we film anything. So just give them a bit of feedback.
And have a look. It stands right downstairs. So I don't know. We'll go and have a look and see if I can just walk past.
You got the Puma T-shirt on. You got the thongs on. You are looking the part.
So
away
the part.
You go.
See ya.
All right.
Good luck.
We're going to call you after this song.
Conrad Sewell. See how Hollywood Pete is doing on Reef Break, which is being filmed on Broad.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
So Bridge, Spider out of the studio at the moment.
Look, he's been banging on all morning about this show. That Reef Break is being filmed here. A lot of scenes around Broadbeach, which is super cool. And overseas production. The more the merrier here, that's for sure. But I'm sure, because he keeps on going on about it, that he's been trying to get a cameo on the show. He just keeps on walking past the set, walking through the set, walking in front of the cameras.
Yeah.
We found out this morning he's downstairs.
At the Oracle Boulevard.
At the Oracle Boulevard, where they're filming at coffee shops.
Yeah, Hollywood Pete. Yeah. Hello, come on in.
Hollywood Pete.
It is unbelievable. It's awesome here at the moment. Look, I've never really, like, I know what to do, and I've told the directors, well, I've told them at the moment, tried to tell them, because they're doing some walkthroughs all the way from the Bavarian Beer Garden Cafe, past Shingleland, all the way around the front. So it's like a big conga line, you know, where you go for a dance at a wedding and everyone makes a little bit of a train, because you've got the cameraman and then you've got about six people behind him making sure he absolutely weaves his way beautifully. But I'll try and get through to the directors. Yeah, I just wanted to walk past, that's all.
No access.
At the moment there isn't, but they do give you time to get in position and then access. It's like synchronized swimming, because all the people behind them, because they're nice tight shots at the moment, that they just peel off every now and then. And that's why I'm hoping to get into one of those positions and then just slowly peel off. But at the moment, I just think their lighting could be a lot. Their lighting could be just a fraction better when you look at it and they're coming past No Name Lane.
All right,
so I can't get down to No Name Lane.
Here's what you need to do, all right? Here's what you need to do. Bridge and I need you to do this.
Yep.
Go up to someone that looks important and say, hey, I'm Hollywood Pete. Can I please talk to the director?
Can you do that, please?
Yeah, do that now.
Okay, well, I can't get past the security. Excuse me, mate. But I'm Hollywood Pete. Is there any chance of just having one quick word to the director?
Not today.
When? No, I can't. I'm a local here, though.
Oh,
what are they saying?
At the moment, behind the line, and I'm not allowed any closer, but they are here for a little bit longer. They've done about 25 walkthroughs, got a few more, so I reckon I'm still a chance.
Mate, if anyone, speaking of walkthroughs, if anyone can strut, you can strut, Hollywood Pete.
Yeah, you can.
Well, at the moment, when you got thongs, I'm in a real good Gold Coast uniform at the moment. So hopefully there are. Just about to do another walkthrough in about 3 or 4 minutes. So I'll see how I go.
All right, Spider. Well, low expectations. You may need to leave your screen time to the Great Australian Doorstep, okay?
Oh, well, wait and see. Don't leave. Watch your space. Reef Break. Could be Spider's Big Break.
Yeah, great. And it's about sex and sun and sand.
All of that,
yuck. No. Please don't expose yourself.
Have a great day.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.